Radio Prague News.
The Czech president Miloš Zeman is set to meet with Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka and other state representatives to streamline their foreign policy views. Foreign TV and film producers spent over 4 billion crowns in the Czech Republic last year, and Czech car maker Škoda Auto is set to unveil the new generation Škoda Superb at Prague's Žofín on Tuesday. Czech President Miloš Zeman is set to meet with Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka, the foreign and defense ministers and other state representatives at Prague Castle on Tuesday to streamline their foreign policy views. On the agenda of their talks will be sanctions against Russia, the Eastern Partnership Project, as well as the potential threat presented by ISIS radicals. The president and the prime minister last year agreed to meet three times a year to ensure the Czech Republic's unified stance on foreign affairs. The Defence Ministry is planning on buying munitions worth 1.3 billion crowns, with most going to ground forces. But larger munitions such as shells and rockets for the Air Force will also be stocked, the spokeswoman for the ministry said. In recent years, due to austerity measures, the Czech military was forced to scale back requirements. Last year, the head of the General Staff of the Armed Forces, General Petr Pavel, said soldiers needed ammunition for around 5.6 billion. The stockpiles would last around 30 days in the case of conflict before the alliance supply chain was up and running. Foreign TV and film producers spent over 4 billion crowns in the Czech Republic last year. They were attracted by special film incentives, which allow companies to reclaim up to 20% of the cash spent on film production in the country. According to the Czech Cinematography's fund Helena Bezděk-Fraňková, the incentives allow the Czech Republic to compete with 14 other European countries which have introduced similar measures. Among the films made in the Czech Republic last year was Unlocked, featuring Michael Douglas, and the second series of the BBC drama The Musketeers. Collectors and investors spent 845 million crowns, around $35 million, last year at art auctions in the Czech Republic, according to the Czech art investment website artplus.cz. The sum was 10% lower than in the previous year, but is still the third highest annual turnover in the country's auction history. The most expensive object auctioned last year was Emil Fila's painting Man with Pipe, dating back to 1950. Which was sold for 14 million crowns. A court in Olomouc on Tuesday upheld a 6-year sentence and a 4-year ban on driving for road pirate Christoph Dimitrov Klisurov. The driver was found guilty of reckless and aggressive driving on the country's D1 highway. According to eyewitnesses, Mr. Klisurov edged a car off the highway, causing the driver to swerve off the road and hit the crash barrier. One person suffered light injuries during the accident. Mr. Klisurov had previously received several fines for speeding. The Mladá Boleslav-based car maker Škoda Auto is set to unveil the new generation of its flagship luxury sedan, the Superb, at Prague's Žofín on Tuesday. The Czech car maker last week published the first photos of the third generation Superb, which will be manufactured in its factories in Kvasiny and in China. The unveiling ceremony will be accompanied by the Czech Philharmonic, which will perform a symphony composed especially for the occasion. I am Ruth Franková, and that's the end of the news.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Chris Johnston. Coming up in today's programme, another major arms cache has been discovered, with fears that other sites could be waiting. A Czech-Polish expedition has gone where no vessel has gone before, in the Antarctic. And in this week's In Focus, we pay a visit to a handicapped orchestra that has proved it can compete on equal terms with anyone. All that coming up, so please stay with us. Just 4 months after a devastating explosion damaged the munitions depot in Verbetice, South Moravia, inspectors have found another potentially dangerous storage site. A facility on the grounds of a former agrarian cooperative in Slatina, north of Brno, was found to contain hundreds of tons of unregistered munitions, including the lethal Czech-made explosive Semtex. Daniela Lazarova reports.
Speculation that the Vrbětice munitions depot might not be the only potentially dangerous munitions storage site in the country has proved justified. On a visit to a munitions depot in Slatina in the Pardubice region, inspectors reported an alarming find. Instead of the 6 tons of munition that was registered by the private company Multiagro, the site contained hundreds of tons of munition stored in a haphazard manner, including 9 pallets of the Czech-made plastic explosive Semtex, which the firm vehemently denied was there. The site was immediately closed off as the police launched an investigation on the grounds of suspected illegal armament and a threat to public safety. The governor of the Pardubice region, Martin Netolický, who was present at the site, has expressed grave concern over the findings.
This has been a joint inspection by law enforcement officials, and I can confirm that Semtex was found on the grounds. As governor of the Pardubice region, I want it removed as soon as possible, and I am hoping that this incident will lead our lawmakers to enact a change of legislation.
According to the governor, the Multiagro company was supposed to have 6 tons of munition stored in 2 small buildings. The search by police, weapons inspectors and explosives experts, at which he was present, revealed hundreds of tons of munition stored in about 10 buildings. The plastic explosive Semtex was stacked in a former cowshed. Moreover, the site of the former agrarian co-op was not even fenced in, seriously increasing the risk of an accident. The governor says that he will not, for the time being, call a meeting of the Regional Security Council, since the authorities have the matter in hand. But he says he will be monitoring developments carefully and expects to see the munition removed as soon as possible. At present, inspection work on the site continues, and officials predict it may be several more days, if not weeks, before the munition can be transported to a site monitored by the army. The town of Slatina and nearby villages can speak of great good fortune that this site was discovered before a fire or an intruder could unsuspectingly set off a devastating series of explosions. But the question everyone is now asking themselves is how many more such sites may exist on the territory of the Czech Republic.
Daniela Lazarova with the discovery of that new munitions site. Only days ago, a Polish-Czech expedition set a new naval record, sailing the Selma, a steel yacht, to the Ross Sea off Antarctica and setting the record for southernmost point ever reached by a similar vessel. They reached the latitude of 78 degrees 43 minutes south after roughly 1 month's journey. Along the way, the crew had to navigate both stormy waters and ice. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Due to all of the ice, icebergs and rough waters, Antarctica's Ross Sea is one of the least accessible in the world, an area where special ice breakers, not yachts, operate. But a Czech police expedition has proven, while difficult, the feat is doable. Crew members not only reached the Bay of Whales off Antarctica, they set a new record, reaching the southernmost point ever with such a vessel. The crew of 11 includes Czech Dušan Jamný, who described some of the events of the past few days by satellite phone.
After achieving success, we sailed along the Ross ice shelf, and it was around minus 20 degrees Celsius, with winds of about 100 kilometers an hour. 4 days the deck was completely frozen and covered in ice, and we had to chip away at it. When we reached Ross Island, the weather suddenly improved dramatically. The wind dropped and everything was very beautiful.
During the month-long journey, the boat performed admirably and technology without glitches. Almost. The Czech crew member once again.
There was a storm, not in the sense that we saw rain, but when waves were between 5 and 7 meters high and the wind was around 30 knots. When we reached the Ross Sea, specifically ice surrounding it, we had to decide which way to head next to find an opening. In terms of the apparatus, everything is working now. But when everything was frozen, nothing worked except for the sails. But they worked fine. Things froze, like the filter on the motor. But that was expected, and everything is okay now.
Mr. Yamni said in the call that he had planted a Czech flag on the Ross ice shelf, but said images would be released only later, as the transfer of digital data from the yacht was somewhat limited. Having achieved what they set out to do, the crew will soon set sights on the return journey, some 6,000 miles, Mr. Yamni confirmed, before they reached Argentina.
Jan Wellinger with that icy, record-breaking journey. Open your ears and close your eyes, and the Tap Tap Orchestra could be any up-and-coming band. But the members are all handicapped in one way or another, and they've made a name for themselves in the Czech Republic and abroad. Ruth Frankova reports.
In mid-February, Wenceslas Square in Prague will be hosting a special event, a concert of the Tap Tap Orchestra. The Tap Tap has travelled the world, performed at the Prague Spring Festival and sold out the Prague Opera House. But what makes this band truly unique are its members. Most of them are handicapped. The band's shows are known for being fun and entertaining, and if you have any doubts about the abilities of its members, be they blind, wheelchair-bound or mentally disabled, you should definitely see them performing live. This is a song called Řiditel autobusu, or The Driver Boss, undoubtedly the best-known song by the Tap Tap Orchestra. It describes the real-life troubles encountered by one of the band's members, who was not allowed to take his bike, which he uses instead of a wheelchair, on board of a bus. The music video for the song, featuring the popular Czech musicians Ksindl X, Vojta Dik and Dan Barta, is regularly played on Czech television and has enjoyed a record number of views on YouTube. It's proof that over the 16 years of its existence, the Tap Tap Orchestra has become a staple on the Czech music scene.
Do stanice ouha, ouha. S kolem svým sem nesmíš, máš to tady černý na bílý.
Just a fortnight ahead of their big concert at Prague's Wenceslas Square, I went to see the Tap Tap's rehearsal at Prague's district of Vyšehrad. The band was just brushing up the Czech national anthem, and the bandmaster and the Tap Tap's founder Šimon Ornest seemed very serious about it. I spoke to Šimon Ornest after the rehearsal when he seemed much more at ease. He started by telling me about the history of the Tap Tap Orchestra.
I started to work in the Lička Institute. It's 20, maybe more than 20 years. And I used to play in a few bands, and I practiced 4 hours daily on saxophone and clarinet. And I wanted to try to offer this music, which was very important for me, to students of Jedlička Institute. And we tried to start with rhythmical instrument, which you can see we still play now. And it seemed to be good way and good out of our hands. So now we are working like professional band.
Could you imagine at the time that you established the band that it would once evolve into such a professional body?
Definitely no. Nobody can expect this. But I felt that the good work, really good work with the band, which is mostly with disabled musicians with different disabilities, can be some good example of work and good example, especially of teamwork. And it's like that. And we are happy that it works.
How do you actually select the people who play here, and is the interest so high that you actually have to turn some people down?
The band is done from absolvents and students of schools of Jedlička Institute. But now we have some new members. We have Petr Hudec from Karviná. He prepared for 3 years to play in our band. And we have Honza Polák. He came with a question if he can play with us the bass. And he also did a lot of work and he's playing maybe 8 songs from our repertoire.
Talking about your repertoire, what kind of songs do you actually play? Now, I just heard you were rehearsing the Czech national anthem, and you play arrangements of famous songs, but do you also compose your own music?
We try to ask some composers and singers, which we like, to compose songs specially for us. And we have now a few songs made like that, and we think it's a good way, because, of course, we want to have our own repertoire.
One of your aims is to raise awareness of people with different kind of disabilities. One of your songs, for example, points out to the fact that the public transport is still not barrier-free. How successful do you think you are in raising public awareness?
I think we are quite successful in this way, because especially song you talked about, the good translation to English is Boss Driver. The song has over 3 million views on YouTube. It was about our ex-drummer. He used his small bike like wheelchair, and the bus drivers didn't recognize he needs it for his movement, and now in cooperation with Dopravní Podnik is allowed to travel with a small bike.
You are also traveling all over the world. How difficult is that? I mean, it must be difficult for an ordinary band to travel with all the equipment and all the musical instruments. So who is behind all the production, and do you have sponsors? Could you actually function without sponsors?
We have very good cooperation with Czech centers and with the municipality of Prague. And of course, everything is difficult, but it's not so difficult it seems to be. And we have also good cooperation with Czech Airlines. We need to cooperate with them, but everything is possible. The people on wheelchairs are normal passengers on the board.
The last concert that you had, that was in Israel. Mm-hmm. You were also in Moscow. Mm-hmm. You played at Prague Spring. What are your future projects?
We are a few years preparing for the way to USA, but first difficulty in this was insurance, because out of the European Union it's quite difficult to have a good insurance, and we need it. But now we have a sponsor, which is big insurance company, so we want to prepare it, and I think at year 2016 we will make it.
As a bandmaster, you seem quite strict with your musicians. What did you learn from working with people with disabilities?
I think it's normal work with people. 85% of people will not get up in the morning if they haven't to. We are focused on work, and time is the most expensive commodity in the world. So everybody accepting this, and we have two base rules. You must always be on time, and you must keep your promise, always. And it's the same for everybody. And it's quite surprising, but it's a big problem for a lot of people. And maybe especially for people which are confronted with some rules first time on their life.
After the rehearsal, I also approached two of the members of the band. Ladislav Angelovic is one of the founding members of the Tap Tap and has been in the band since 1998.
Já jsem tiskový mluvčí občanského sdružení Tap.
I work as a press spokesman for the TAP Civic Society, and I am also the band's speaker, so I present the songs at our concerts. I also play the electronic pad, which is something like the electronic piano, but it produces percussion sounds.
Ladislav Angelovic says he enjoys the band's concerts the most, since the rest is mainly hard work, so I asked if he doesn't find the bandmaster a bit too strict.
I always say that we work in an atmosphere of slight but positive stress, but I actually think it is the only way to reach any results, and I believe the focus on results is what makes us different from other similar bands.
Jana Augustinova has been in the tap-tap for 13 years, and in the meantime she has also started teaching her own rhythm classes. She is a singer and also plays the electronic percussions. When asked what she likes best about the orchestra, she doesn't hesitate.
Over the years, we have become quite a close group of friends. But of course, the thing I enjoy the most are the concerts. Singing in front of a sold-out opera house is an experience that can hardly be forgotten.
The tap-tap band leader Simon Ornest is hoping that the band's upcoming concert will be seen as a good example of social inclusion of the handicapped. Hinting at President Miloš Zeman's recent statement that disabled children should not be allowed to study in normal schools. The event Už sme dál, or A Step Further, featuring a number of guest musicians, will take place on the 22nd of February at Prague's Wenceslas Square.
...2012, že prej zvonec zazvoní a bude světa konec. Konec jedný divný pohádky, ze světa zbydou jenom odpadky. Bude tma, zima a svět zmizí. Otázky dost divoký schýzy.
The Tap Tap Band there performing and ending that report by Ruth Frankova. If you've any comments about today's programme, then please send them to us. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be very glad to hear from you. But from me, Chris Johnston, thank you very much for listening and goodbye.